So faith alone is a state where, from the receiving vessel's perspective, truth has not yet become united with good. But truth is never separated from good. But in terms of our experience, for truth to be united with good, the truth has to be joined with affections that strive for what is good. So that drive, it's inspired by good. So there's always good within truth, but whether we come into the experience of the marriage of that good and truth is another question that only results from practice. Yeah, so faith alone or truth without good is really truth understood intellectually, but not used practically for the purpose for what it's given. So it's right in the sense that the statement might be true, but it's not the truth because the truth reveals what is good. So the nature of the relationship between good and truth is that truth is good in a form that can be seen intellectually and grasped intellectually. So it is the body through which good gets expressed. That sort of was the image that was used in the reading. So without truth, good can't take a form, it can't be seen. Now, we often think of truth in terms of statements of truth, but truth can be a hug, right? So the sensation of being hugged can speak forth the truth of that person's affection for you. So the hug is a true hug. Whereas the kiss of Judas, by all externals, is a kiss, but it's not true because it's concealing, well, it's concealing malice rather than revealing what is good. So good and truth that flow from the Lord are always married, and then the appearances is that they get separated. So truth enters the understanding, good enters the affections, and there's an appearance that they are apart. But from our perspective, we work on the basis of initially moving from what is true towards what is good. So there is this drive within the affectional and the intellectual life for things to be united, and it has to be that way because when we operate from truth as if it is on its own, seeking good, then there's the element of as if of self involved. So that truth then unites with good, which is the actions that flow from it. That's what brings good and truth together. And then the good takes the first part, and you have really a mirror image of the Lord where good reigns and the truth flows from what is good. So the process with regard to Jacob's ladder is an ascent and then a descent. And of course, the teaching is that you can't have what is more external going into what is more internal. So that's a first principle. So we have a question in there. And so what it is, it's not an ascent in the sense of what is external going into what is internal. It's an opening so what is more interior can find its presence in what is more exterior. So we take truths and we look to apply them to our life. That's described as an ascent, moving from truth to good. But in actual fact, that's an appearance. It's always an opening of what is lower to what is higher. And the descent on the Jacob's ladder imagery is when truths have become good and then new truths are flowing forth out of that good. Those truths are being spontaneously generated out of the good of faith and life. So the return is reception. It's through correspondence. And correspondence, if you remember the third round post that went out over the break, there was one on correspondence there. And correspondence is resonance rather than direct inflow. And so what resonates with what is of the Lord is the word established in the life of the mind. So that sets up the ability for the Lord to be present in our awareness on that lower level.